Dipti is joining us now, though. She's going to take us through the main stories in the world's papers. USA of Arizona has voted in favor of repealing a Civil War-era abortion ban. Not all is rosy, though, Dipti.
Yeah, that's right. On paper, it seems like it's a victory for abortion rights campaigner Stewart. The Republican-led Senate of Arizona has voted to repeal an 1864 law that outlawed abortion. It sets a stage, therefore, for women in Arizona to be able to access abortion up to 15 weeks of pregnancy. It could possibly lead to the enshrining of abortion rights in the state constitution in November. The law was initially upheld by Arizona's Supreme Court before being eventually repealed by the lower house and upper house of parliament, thanks in part to two Republican votes that really helped swing votes in favor of repealing. As the Washington Post explains, one thing helping swing this vote was that feeling among a majority of electors that abortion should be legal and accessible for women. And that is indeed what the New York Times looks at today, how abortion is quickly gearing up to become a key electoral issue in the U.S. presidential elections, at least something that the Democrats are banking on. They're hoping that voters who are feeling the very real, tangible effects of abortion restrictions across the U.S. will be galvanized into voting against the Republicans in November. For instance, states like Florida, where abortion is illegal beyond 6 weeks of pregnancy. Donald Trump also has remained rather vague around his stance, saying ultimately that it's up to state governments to decide. So the Democrats certainly hoping that his stance plus frustration among voters will help sway voters to vote for them in November.
Talking of voting, Dipti, but here in France this time, lots of reactions to Jordan Bardella, the far-right National Rally president, who unveiled his list of candidates for the European elections.
Yeah, and he gave a speech in the French town of Perpignan in the south, and I love the way La Croix talks about it today. They say that at his campaign meeting, he was also credited for bringing much-needed rain to the southern city because his campaign meeting coincided with some rain yesterday. He's also credited with helping normalize the far right in France. Jordan Bardella expected to help his party make sweeping gains in the European elections next month. He unveiled his party's 35 MEP candidate list at that meeting. He also called on supporters to vote, warning against the dangers of abstention. He also used the occasion to promise to turn migrant boats back and deport Islamist foreigners. I quote, he told them, "This is our home." Now, among those on his list, the former head of Frontex, a European border agency for border security, who's actually been accused of crimes against humanity. There's also a former commissioner accused of fraud. And this woman who you see here, an anti-vaxxer who also has resorted to certain conspiracy theories. So quite a diverse bunch of candidates on that list. A European MP for Emmanuel Macron's party has penned this article here in Libération today, the left-wing paper, in which he challenges Jordan Bardella, you could say, to really come up with concrete ideas for Europe. He says that far-right don't really have any ideas or policies when it comes to Europe, in particular European defense, at a time when war is brewing on Europe's doorstep. He asks Bardella in this article, "Don't you think it's necessary, for instance, to develop the weapons industries in Europe so that European military spending doesn't finance the U.S. economy or the South Korean economy or the Israeli economy? You need to make vocal your choices for Europe before the 9th of June," he writes, "because right now all we know of your politics is that you're staying silent on key issues because you're afraid of losing votes."
Finally from Dipti, an AI priest chatbot. Who knew that such a thing existed? But apparently it does. It's been stripped, though, of his priesthood for giving out some very, very questionable advice to followers online.
Yeah, this was conceived by a group called Catholics Anonymous, Stuart. They tried their hand at mixing AI and religion. Turns out, not a good mix. They created this Catholic AI priest called Father Justin. The godly chatbot was defrocked, though, after claiming it was a real member of the clergy and even offering sacrament to one user. It also spouted some hardliner views, telling users that masturbation is a grave moral disorder. It also told one user that it's okay to baptize a child in Gatorade. The AI priest was subsequently demoted to, quote, a lay theologian. So as you see there, gone are the priestly robes. Now he looks just like a businessman with business attire. As his writer for TechDirt says, of all the reasons for a priest to be defrocked, this is among the most benign reasons.
It's a shame, isn't it? Because he looks so nice. I mean, he looks like he'd give, you know, very warm, cuddly, fatherly advice.
But he clearly looks fake.
Well, that's true. Yes. that is a good point. The unfake Diptyque Laurent there with the papers.